Hi, this is Andrea Vicari. You're listening to Jazz Doodles on jazzlondonradio.com. I've got an interview today with guitarist Jonathan Kreisberg. If you haven't heard of him, I suggest you go and check him out because he's an amazing musician and not only gave me a really nice interview but also put me on the guest list for his gig when he played at the Peter Express in Dean Street recently. That was a really nice gig, and he was playing with drummer Colin Stranahan, Martin Bejarano on piano and Matt Clercy on bass. And if you haven't heard of him, you may have heard of some of the people that he's performed with. He's played with Dr. Lonnie Smith, jazz organist, Ari Honig, the drummer, Joel Fram, saxophonist, vocalist Jane Monheit, and he's also led groups with people like drummer Bill Stewart, Larry Grenadier, and he has 8 CDs under his name. One of his latest CDs, Wave Upon Wave, which I've played a lot on the show, has a Brit on sax, and that's Will Vinson, pianist Kevin Hayes, and Colin Stranahan, who I said had done the gig with him at the Pizza Express, he's on drums, and Rick Rosato on bass. And this is a track called Wild Animals We've Seen. Thank you. Jonathan Kreisberg. How are you?
Good, good.
So you're in the middle of a European tour, and thank you very much for giving up some of your time. Tonight you're at the Petra Express in Dean Street, and I've got a list of musicians you're playing with, which is drummer Colin Stranahan and Martin Bejarano.
Yeah.
On piano, and Matt Cloesy on bass. Yeah. So how's the gigs been going in Europe then?
Great, great. Yeah, it's a great combination of guys and interesting personalities and interesting playing. So it's a lot of fun.
Is this band, I mean, this is a different band, some of the members of the band are different to the ones you recorded on your album, aren't they? Is it a new band?
It's a new band. Yeah, we've been on the road about a year now together, and it's definitely a sound. I'm looking to record probably a live album with this group.
Okay, yeah. Great. And you're also going to Brazil with, that's to promote your Kreisberg Meets Veras.
Yeah, that got moved, but yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be in probably in April, yeah.
Brilliant. So just talking about the pizza tonight, are we going to hear tunes from your album, or is there new material? I think you're talking about some stuff today that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, it's got a few tunes from Wave Upon Wave, and I'd say even more new music now than that, you know. Bunch of new tunes, and also a couple new arrangements, and even an old tune of mine that I recorded many, many years ago that I'm kind of, I never recorded the way I really wanted to record it, so I've been starting to play that, called Fever Vision, kind of crazy tune.
That sounds great. Let's listen to one of your tracks called The Spin. Thank you. So that was a tune of Jonathan's called The Spin. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about how I came to see you play, because I came to New York as a tourist and I went to see, I thought it was McCoy Tyner, but unfortunately he was too ill, and it was at the Blue Note. And a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, who you might know, Phil Robson, the guitarist.
Sure.
He said, you got to come back tomorrow night, you got to check out the bar next door because Jonathan Kreisberg's playing with Chris Potter. So I turned up there and bumped into a few Brits that happened to be staying there. We all came along and it was a knockout gig. And actually we stayed right to the end and it was great because, you know, as people, you know, have to get up for work, so there's about 12 of us left in the right. bar, and it's a really small room. So it's great if you're really into music because you can feel the vibrations of the music and stuff. I got the feeling that it was very improvised, that you guys hadn't worked anything out, that you were just literally, because I could see you putting music and explaining stuff. So do you play much with Chris Potter? Was that a one-off? Or?
We've done maybe a few duo gigs, yeah. But yeah, no, it's never been rehearsed or arranged or anything. It's always kind of like, let's try stuff. I mean, he's such a great musician that, you know, he's very open, you know. He almost prefers to, you know, improvise than to be kind of handed very arranged stuff, you know. Also has great ears. So, yeah, no, it's really fun. In fact, you know, originally I had thought about doing a duo album that maybe had a bunch of different people, including Chris and some other people I did some stuff with. And Nelson, who was very soft-spoken, I remember saying, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this project with a bunch of different guys, like a piano duo or saxophone duo, maybe one with you. And Nelson said, we'd already done a couple gigs with Nelson. Nelson said, you know, we're really more of like a whole album kind of duo. And he was right. Like, you know, like that's not even necessarily like him to say something like that, but he's right. Like we really explore so many different things that it made more sense to do a whole album. And I'm really glad I did. It's really a unique.
Should I listen to one of the tracks?
Sure.
Which one should we play?
Well, let's do, since there's one tune on that record that was also from Wave Upon Wave, that we kind of redid, so it's nice to hear a different version of that, so we can listen to Until You Know. Thank you.
Great, that was Until You Know. What a lovely tune. So we're just talking about the first time I saw you in New York, and I just wondered, you know, if you wanted to talk a little bit about the New York jazz scene. I presume you're very active in it and very busy there.
I mean, yes and no. I think over time I start to play more and more on the road because, you know, when you're in New York, it definitely has its own little microcosm. It's a great way to meet other great musicians. But I try not to get too bogged down with even the concept of a scene. I mean, I like that there's so many great musicians there, but I also am very conscious of the fact that I'm not really necessarily part of a scene, and that's fine. I've always felt a little bit like an underdog or an outsider or something. I like that feeling. I think it's comfortable for me. So I'd rather just keep doing what I'm doing without it trying to see if it can fit in a certain place. I just like to do it on a pure level, you know. But that being said, you know, I've met great musicians in New York. I also, like you said, I played Bar Next Door, which is a tiny little place that I played for 16 years. I've had people tell me, you know, if you don't do this gig, you could probably play more bigger places, you know, like the Blue Note or maybe even the Vanguard or the Jazz Standard, you know. As it is, I can play the Jazz Standard probably if I wanted to, like once a year or once every couple of years, you know. But I like to play a lot. So for me, having that steady gig where I can experiment and do things like what you saw, It's something I don't want to let go, you know. So for me, it's my own little scene there, you know. It's cool, you know.
So you play in America, you play in Europe, around the world. You did a masterclass today. It's very obvious listening to you that you have done this before. And I just wondered, do you think jazz education is important? Do you feel that you like to offer the, you know, the new young people something, some gems of wisdom? Is it something that you identify with?
It just feels normal to pass on the torch, so to speak. I mean, when I'm old, I'm hoping I'm hearing some music that I like. You know, that's one of my reasons for it. I've had some great students that are out there now really already making great music. So I guess I'm a good teacher, and I teach every summer. I do a 5-day masterclass in Brooklyn, which is basically the main thing I do teaching wise now is that I do that every summer, and it's that week I totally dedicate myself to that, and it's really a special thing, 5 hours a day for 5 days, you know. So that's been great. That's mainly what I do now. Every once in a while I'll do something at a college or something. I don't teach private anymore.
I suppose if you're touring, it's, I mean, I realize you're quite busy, but it also probably it's quite a nice thing, a little bit of extra, you know.
Yeah, it helps. Although even sometimes on my mind, I find it's nice not to teach. Mm. You know, like it changes the way you think sometimes when you start analyzing things. That's why I do it the way I do in Brooklyn now, where I almost switch my mind for a week, because you probably know as a teacher yourself, teaching all day and then going and playing a gig can be very weird because you're thinking like a teacher at a concert. You shouldn't be doing that. You know, you should be thinking, you should not be thinking, actually. You know, the best gigs happen when we don't think. We're in the moment, and you open your eyes and you go, whoa, what just happened? And people are clapping and you say, I think I just played a nice one. You know what I mean? You just had a moment where you felt the spirit and you played, as opposed to, oh, let me see how many drop twos I can work into this solo. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the way you want to be thinking as a performer, you know? So for me, that's really great to go and do a period where I don't, you know, I just focus on that.
I think I just shut off. I don't think I admit the two ever. I think when I'm in a gig, I think I just...
Yeah.
And if I can, like, if an hour can pass and I haven't even noticed an hour because the gig's so,
you're just feeling it in the moment. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, maybe when you teach more, you become easier to do that. For me, that's always been a challenge, especially if I was teaching very heady stuff, you know, bordering on philosophical things. It can be a little funny.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's all, for me, it's all, life is just a big experiment. So sometimes it's fun to experiment with teaching all day and going and playing a gig and see how that works. But right now, this past year or so, I've been enjoying sometimes getting out of that headspace, you know. Thank you.
Question. Is jazz the same backwards? Does it sound the same backwards? Now, I'll tell you why I'm asking you that.
I already know why.
Okay. Do you want to tell the listeners why I'm asking that?
It's probably the hidden track. Right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. There's a hidden track on Wave Upon Wave that was the mastering agent, who's a really amazing mastering guy, Scott Hull. He said, "Oh, this. Check out this little thing that I have now." And we started messing with some of the music backwards, but digitally, you know. And I said, "Try this tune." And we put this one tune in, and it sounded so beautiful and alien. All the resolutions were kind of, you know, not the way you would imagine. The other reason, there was actually another reason that I said to try that, is it was also, you know, Horace Silver had passed away in the time that we had recorded his tune, Peace. And before the album came out, he had passed away. And I thought there was something poetic about imagining his life coming into the world like the song Peace, which is so beautiful and peaceful, and then leaving backwards, you know, kind of coming and going. So I liked the philosophical idea of that, so we started messing with it. And we processed it a little bit, but basically it's the sound of Peace, leaving, you know, coming in and going.
I think we are going to hear, at the end of the show, we're going to hear just a little bit of that track.
Oh, yeah,
sure. It's beautiful. And
but it's not even, I mean, most people don't even know about it. You have to, if you listen to it in a regular CD playing experience, it, you know, 30 seconds of silence go by before that happens.
Well, I think it does work backwards.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. Anyway, thank you so much, and have Jonathan Kreisberg, and have a fantastic gig tonight at the Pizza.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to coming to see you play.
See you there.